So yesterday, I received an audio WhatsApp message from Sikandar. He was asking me whether I knew some leaders or believers or some fellowships in Kanpur that he could introduce one of the believers that he knows. Sikandar is from Amritsar, Punjab. He's one of the leaders. He might have known this person in Kanpur, this believer in Kanpur, recently. It seems like recently, or this person might have moved to Kanpur from Amritsar. Something like that. I didn't ask so many things, but since he asked this question about if I knew a leader, someone, believers, or fellowship where this person could go, then I replied. I didn't call him back, but I recorded my reply on WhatsApp to Sikandar. And I said something like this, replied something like this, that wouldn't it be true, or this is what actually is happening, that is, that God has given you new field in Kanpur, so this person is there for you to encourage, and then as a result, through him, that work of God, the fruit and multiplication will happen. So I communicated different angle. Sometimes people or the believers will think that there's so and so I know from such and such place is near to you or in your city. So I'm going to refer this person to go to that fellowship. And that could be one way, but now we are God's laborers and desire new fields. That is the more of our direction, orientation. New fields, new locations. It doesn't matter whether there are some believers and fellowships out there. Since this person is communicating with you, in this case, communicating with Sikandar has been speaking to him and encouraging him. And this person is Christ as he is in this world. And he's a son of God. So he's got the great potential to multiply, great seed, something like that. So it's up to you to turn this into great opportunity, great, wonderful future growth place. Or you are satisfied with just Amritsar and Punjab area. So I communicated that. That was in my heart to just to say and recorded it. And I have given the same suggestion to Rahul from Gaya, Bihar, some years ago. He was saying that there are some Bihari believers, not in Bihar, but moved to different cities in different states. And he was asking me the same question. Then I said to him that this person is your labor. God is giving you new field. So wouldn't you like to have new field, not only in Bihar itself, but also in different parts of India and all over the world? So he says, yes. So I encouraged him like that. Thereafter, he began to have new works, new harvest-ready fields, very flourishing kind of places outside of Gaya, Bihar, in West Bengal, place called Chuchura, in Kolkata, and even more places in state of West Bengal. Rahu could have easily sent them to those new people at that time, to Bhola or some other leaders in West Bengal. But different direction, different mindset. And he moved in that direction. God has given you new field, new laborers out there. So do accordingly, move accordingly. So very strong, powerful works are going on in the West Bengal through Rahul. And he extended that into other places too. So from Rahul, wonderful works are taking place in Ludhiana, Punjab. Through Rahul, wonderful works are going on in Jammu, state of Jammu and Kashmir, that side. In Maharashtra, Mumbai, and in Orissa, in Delhi, and so forth. Because each of us has very great potential. Like each one of us is as he is, Christ. Hence, as we will be, we ourselves will be led by God. We are willing to be led by God. Our hearts are open to God and stay with him. Our mind to be staying with him. And willing to receive God's wisdom. Not relying on our traditional thinking, traditional ways, but in all our ways, we will acknowledge that God is the source of giving us the wisdom. Then that wisdom direction really comes to us. So I was inspired to say that to Rahul. Even for me, by doing that one thing, one action, encouragement with Rahul, and I'm sure he was a ready person, although he has been great leader through him, wonderful works have been taking place in Bihar. To step up, there was something that God wanted to do with him, through him, for Rahul's benefit. So Rahul was inspired to ask me this question, and my reply was, think it as your new field. These are your laborers. And expect God to give increase in those areas. And it happened that way. So God is orchestrating for growth, multiplication, new fields, new laborers that we will meet or through phone or whatever way. And God is ready to give us the right words, and we execute that. So I had executed that, then great results. Now we see. Earlier, Rahul had only the works in Bihar state, but now he has in multiple cities, locations, villages, because he received this logic, logos, from God, and he gladly received it, and he continues steadfast in it. And God was able to give great fruit. Now, Sikandar, I was not planning some get-togethers with him or off and on telephone conversation or WhatsApp conversation, but he suddenly sent this message, and I replied that message. So there's plan of God, and with this one direction, that in future Sikandar will have wonderful works, not only in Amritsar, basically very heavily in Amritsar area and the nearby. He will also have wonderful works in Kanpur and many other cities and villages in the surrounding areas of Kanpur and many other places too. So our willingness to execute that one thing, that's our opportunity. Whatever that God brings to our path, and we walk in it. we begin to do those things. Like Jesus, he began both to do, executing, practicing, praxis, acts. Then we can teach this practical things, the wisdom from God we can share with those individuals who are willing to hear. And God arranges those individuals, bring to your path those who will gladly receive those words from God through you. So that was Sikandar, and I'm joyfully anticipating much fruit that Sikandar will have in future in many places. And I got a few calls from some of the leaders. One from Kishan from Nagpur, Maharashtra. Nagpur is northeastern part of Maharashtra state. Mumbai is at the western edge, and Nagpur is the other side, the easternmost city and north. It is touching north. Northern border is Madhya Pradesh. So he contacted me, and it's not that I talk to him frequently. I think I spoke to him on phone just one time before, long time ago. And he desired to come see me. So whenever everything clears out, he will come visit. So God's plan, something God is planning, because through him, wonderful works are going on, not only in Maharashtra state, but in Andhra Pradesh state. And Andhra Pradesh has become two states. One, Andhra Pradesh, still remains the same name, has the same name, Andhra Pradesh. And then there's another state which came out of Andhra Pradesh, which is called Telangana. Just like Uttarakhand state used to be Uttar Pradesh state. Some years ago, the mountain state was separated from the Uttar Pradesh state, and they named it Uttarakhand state, where Gulab Singh, Ram Singh, they live. So through Kishan, works are going on in Andhra Pradesh state, Telangana state, Madhya Pradesh state, and Chhattisgarh state, and of course in Maharashtra state. And there was another call from Karamchand. Karamchand lives in Himachal Pradesh state. I think Tom and I visited with Gulab Singh to Karamchand's home some time ago. So he called me, and he desired to come visit me. So I'm actually excited, blessed, to see some of these key ones. God is putting desire in them to come see me. And there must be something that God wants to show the other angles or whatever it is, encouragement, for them to really flourish. Because I've seen that happened all the time. Krishna came, Madan and Prashchit, and various leaders came from Agra, Mathura, and so forth. So with little effort means basically no effort, God is bringing into your path, bring to my path, for example, in this case, those ones. And I know through them, so much work, great fruit God will bring. So through us also, God has these very special, great, rewarding moment. And individuals that God will bring to your path, that this person is really ready to go, ready to take off. Just needs certain direction, angle, which this person hasn't seen. But God will, through you, give this person that different angle, different perspective. And they need that once they have that, they will take off and be greatly fruitful. Paul, Saul, in Tarsus, after he was saved, about 6 years, he wasn't having that, what we see in Paul, in Thessalonica and other places. Very quiet time for Saul after he was saved and was in Tarsus where he was born. I think he was at his home out there. And Barnabas was sent to Antioch of Syria because the Gentiles, they were doing great, wonderful things with God. And that news traveled to Jerusalem, and Barnabas, who was born in Cyprus, knows Greek language, tremendous person, believer, leader. So the apostles and elders sent Barnabas to Antioch of Syria. And Barnabas was very happy to see the Gentile believers really turn to God, Jehovah, turn to God, and signs, wonders, and miracles, I'm sure it was happening, and God was adding many those who are to be saved. And God put in Barnabas the desire to go see Saul and then bring Saul to Antioch of Syria to be with him in this ecclesia of Gentiles. So that one movement, one like connected, of course, the apostles and the elders sent Barnabas to Antioch of Syria. Barnabas was a willing guy. He didn't say, no, I don't want to go. What I will do, I'm away from home. May have had many, several objections. But he must have been willing and ready, very happy to do whatever God is directing him to do, showing him to do. So he was in Antioch of Syria and able to receive this direction, desire to go see Saul and bring Saul from Tarsus to Antioch, Syria. And he did that one movement. And we see the turnaround of Saul, and later on during the first itinerary, Cyprus, and when Paul really began to take off, then Saul to Paul, name changed, Paul and his company. So there is always that great moments that God has for us, and that one execution of that, whatever that thing is that God brings to our path, produce so much fruit. But all these things are connected from the past. For example, Taylor desired to come to India and he brought Tom, 2004, and us visiting Uttarakhand, Kanpur, Delhi. Of course, I arrived Delhi first and then Uttarakhand, then back to Delhi, then Kanpur. So those activities, at that time we didn't know that this would really help the vision and growth of the leaders and believers in India and also of the US and other countries. But we just simply moved in that direction. Everything has been planned with God from before the foundation of the world. And okay, we were born and God's plan has been there for all of us. He has really set forth good works, great things for each one of us. And each day it may be an very normal day, may seem like nothing to do. However, we are doing whatever that nothing, it may be that we are doing that heartily as unto God. Our heart is willing. God needs that willing heart to receive from God. And God is able to enlighten our eyes of understanding. We are able to see the separation of bone and marrow, soul and spirit, so to speak, to be able to discern this was a tradition, wasn't the truth. Before, we thought this was the way to do. But with God, as we move forward, God will show us that separation, sharper than any two-edged sword. Our eyes are opened up. We can see. We are able to see the truth. And He's taking us forward each day. And He's building us up, giving us that vision, or has given the vision, and continue to encourage us in that direction. He has given us that vision in the past, or direction in the past, that shall come to pass. Like with Abraham, I have made you the father of many nations some years ago. And during that 25 years, the first year or the first year of the first day, there were certain things to do. Life, so there are things to do. And He moved and executed those things. And that vision, that word, that promise, that words that God gave to Abraham, God was able to continue to encourage him, strengthen him. He was strong in faith because he set his mind to that vision and didn't consider any other things, the world's logic, why it's not happened, why it is difficult. He didn't set his mind to that, but he set his mind to what God has promised and that he was able to do. And he moved in that journey continually, and 25 years later, it became real, manifested. Manifestation of that words that God spoke 25 years ago. And he was considered to be the father of faith, not the father of failure, because he took so much time. Oh, come on, Abraham, you are not good at believing, not good at bring to pass things of God, what God said, quickly. It was not God's perspective. His perspective was, he was an example, the example of faith. How we are to continue to move forward. What is to be our mental direction, orientation, where our minds to focus continually. So Abraham was an example, the example. So there are things that God has put in your heart, not yet came to pass, not became visible, but it shall be. 2004 or before 2004, 1990 or 91, 92, the vision direction was really the word over the world. God's glory to go all over the world, all men to be saved, and all men to come to the knowledge of the truth. So that has been given. So we are moving forward in that. And thanks to God that He continues to encourage us on the way. On the way, He comforts us because we continue to go to Him. Encourage us to see something, little something, then we are happy. Wow, this is great. We are very happy at 2004 at Gulab Singh's fellowship near the airport where his house is. Now he has new house. Then it was the old house in the same plot. The new house was constructed about 2 years ago. And for us, God is giving that energy of expectation, energy of manifesting the words that God has spoken to you. Because it shall happen. God has chosen you to produce great, great things all over the world. Like Abraham, we stay with God and not to be anxious, not to look at left side, right side, any other directions, but stay with God. We keep our minds with God. With that expectation, He's giving to us, comforts us, exhorts us, encourages us. Because be steadfast to that direction, steadfast, and we confess that, we will say our desire. We speak, confess our desire, which God has given to us already, that vision, direction, the desire. We will say, against hope, we believe it in hope. He spoke that. Abraham, Abram to Abraham, the father of many nations. So that's the direction we keep going. Because you are chosen out among all these people in the world to know this great truth, living truth, and know the living God. So you are really blessed. And through you, great fruit will be evidenced. So that's what I want to share.